This is Akashwani, the news read by Akhila. Prime Minister Narendra Modi affirmed that no world leader has asked India to stop the Operation Sindoor. The Prime Minister stated this in Lok Sabha while responding to the special discussion on Operation Sindoor. Mr. Modi's remarks came amid the opposition's accusation of agreeing to cease fire with Pakistan under the pressure of the United States of America. He said it was the Pakistani side who urged India to stop Operation Sindoor, pleading that they cannot suffer any longer.
दुनिया के किसी भी नेता ने भारत के ऑपरेशन रोकने के लिए नहीं कहा। अमेरिका के उपराष्ट्रपति जी ने मुझे फोन पे बताया कि पाकिस्तान बहुत बड़ा हमला करने वाला है। मेरा जवाब था, अगर पाकिस्तान का ये इरादा है तो उसे बहुत महंगा पड़ेगा। ये मैंने अमेरिका के उपराष्ट्रपति को कहा, अगर पाकिस्तान हमला करेगा तो हम बड़ा हमला कर करके जवाब देंगे।
The Prime Minister said during the operation, which was launched on 7th of May, India gave a befitting reply to Pakistan after the Pahalgam terror attack, with the Indian Armed Forces taking the revenge in just 22 minutes. He stressed that India showed to the world that it will not bow down to nuclear blackmail of Pakistan. He said the world witnessed the strength of self-reliant India during the Operation Sindoor, in which Make in India weapons played decisive role in its military action.
ऑपरेशन सिंदूर के दरमियान पहली बार हुआ जब आत्मनिर्भर भारत की ताकत को दुनिया ने पहचाना। मेड इन इंडिया ड्रोन, मेड इन इंडिया मिसाइल ने पाकिस्तान के हथियारों की पोल खोल करके रख दी।
Earlier in the day, participating in the discussion, Home Minister Amit Shah said three terrorists involved in the Pahalgam attack have been eliminated by the security forces in a joint operation by the Army, CRPF and Jammu and Kashmir Police under Operation Mahadev. After the Prime Minister's reply, Lok Sabha was adjourned to meet again today at 11 a.m. The Rajya Sabha also held a special discussion on Operation Sindoor. Initiating the discussion, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh said, Operation Sindoor's role is highly important in shaping the country's future. The Defence Minister reiterated that if Pakistan will dare any misadventure in the future, the country will not hesitate to resume Operation Sindoor. The Rajya Sabha was adjourned to meet again today at 11 a.m. The 27-hour, 30-minute countdown to the launch of the first Indo-US Joint Earth Observation Satellite, the NASA ISRO Synthetic Aperture Radar NISAR mission, began yesterday at 2:10 p.m. Indian Standard Time. ISRO's Geosynchronous Satellite Launch Vehicle F-16, GSLV F-16, is scheduled to carry the NISAR satellite to a sun-synchronous polar orbit at 5:40 p.m. today from Sriharikota in Andhra Pradesh. NISAR marks the first joint satellite mission between the Indian Space Research Organization ISRO and the American Space Agency, National Aeronautics and Space Administration NASA. Eminent economist and UK House of Lords member Meghna Desai passed away at the age of 85. He was Professor Emeritus at the London School of Economics, where he taught from 1965 to 2003. Prime Minister Narendra Modi expressed his condolences to the family of Meghna Desai, saying that he was anguished by the loss of a distinguished thinker, writer and economist. He noted that Meghna Desai always remained connected to India and the Indian culture. Born in 1940 at Vadodara in Gujarat, Desai completed his master's degree from the University of Bombay, after which he did his PhD at the University of Pennsylvania in 1960. Desai was a globally respected Indian-British economist, academic and political thinker whose career spanned over 60 years. The India Meteorological Department has issued a red alert over West Madhya Pradesh and East Rajasthan for extremely heavy rainfall tonight. Heavy rainfall will likely occur over Jharkhand, West Bengal, Sikkim, Bihar and Chhattisgarh today. Similar conditions will continue over Uttarakhand, Himachal Pradesh, Jammu and Kashmir and Uttar Pradesh till the end of this month. Meanwhile, similar weather conditions will continue over Delhi and NCR today. In badminton, Sattvic Sairaj Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty have progressed to the men's doubles second round of Macau Open 2025 with a straight games victory over Malaysia's Lu Hang Yi and Ng Eng Cheong 21-13, 21-15. And that's the end of this news bulletin.